Moral Revolution community, welcome back to our podcast. I'm so glad you joined us today. Let's talk about it.
Hey, let's talk about it, listeners. Today we have a fan favorite with us, Dr. Margaret Nagib. If you haven't seen her previous episodes with us, we have one on trauma, one on triggers. You're going to want to watch those. But today we are talking all about the differences with men and women.
It's going to be fun. It's going to get spicy.
It is. So Dr. Margaret Nagib is a Christian clinical psychologist, and I'm probably author, speaker.
All of the things.
Yes. She was my personal psychologist during a season of my life and has been the counselor for many of my friends, leaders, pastors, people that I know. So she is a trusted source. So if you are also looking for somebody, a great way to connect with her is at Instagram.
Yeah, it's the easiest way. Just Margaret Nagib at Instagram. There's a link tree there and DM me. And yeah, I love Instagram, actually.
Yes, I know. It's a great place, which many of you probably have found this link today from Instagram.
There you go.
Also, if you're like, oh, I'm not looking for a counselor, you should still go follow her because she is posting incredible content that many times you're going to be like, I did not know that. Oh, my word. And so that's actually the intro to the conversation today. She did a couple of posts about how men and women are different and how they need and show love differently, how what they need and stress differently. And I reposted it. I was like, oh my gosh, this is so good. Like, super helpful. So again, this is for marriages. This is for single dating. This is for family relationships, workplace relationships. Mm-hmm. Like, it applies everywhere. So no matter who you are, you need this conversation.
If you're a man or a woman, you need this conversation.
Which there's only those two in our opinion. Okay, so men and women are different. Start us off.
Okay, so it's men and women are different.
Yeah.
It's kind of obvious.
Boys and girls. I remember having school assemblies where the guy would come in and he'd be like, boys and girls are different. And you're like, okay. But yeah.
But it does feel a little more complicated these days.
Yeah.
And part of it is because our culture has evolved.
Yeah.
Right. So there was a time when women were just in one certain role and men were in one certain role. And it was actually clearer and simpler then. But now we've evolved to where, you know, the feminine parts of a man are honored. You know, emotion, love, connecting with your heart is valued. And we're encouraging men to do that. And with women, they're encouraged to go and, you know, have goals and be purpose-filled and career and all of those things. And so that's beautiful. But we haven't caught up now with the stress of that. That has actually created more stress because we're doing both sides of kind of how we're wired. And sometimes we can get too caught on one side or the other, which that actually creates stress. So, for example, I'll just give you a quick example before we get into some of the nitty gritty. When you look at cortisol levels at work for men and women, just a typical day, not anything outrageous. Women's cortisol levels, which is a measure of her stress or anyone's stress, are twice as high at work than a man's.
Wow.
And part of that is because testosterone is the hormone of purpose-directed, goal-directed, problem-solving, which is all what we do at work. And so when a woman's at work, her testosterone rises because she's in, we call it, girl boss mode.
Wow.
So what we call girl boss mode is a woman acting from her testosterone and being in her masculine strength. And that's beautiful and that's wonderful and we love it.
Wow.
But it actually depletes a woman because she's mainly, she thrives, her well-being thrives when her estrogen is higher than her testosterone. But she's building testosterone all day long and it's actually stressful on a woman, right? And so she comes home and she needs to build up her estrogen again. Versus for a man, that's much more in alignment with how he's wired, right? Being at work, being goal-driven, having a purpose and having a direction. So that's one example of a body, you know, a body difference. So culturally, we can kind of come to this place and it's a beautiful place where we're equal in our rights and our abilities, all of those things. But at the end of the day, physiology is physiology. And women have more estrogen and need more estrogen for well-being. And men have more testosterone and need more testosterone for well-being. So that's the hormonal piece.
Can I give an example?
Yes.
I'm just going to put myself out there.
Yeah.
Because I love what we get to do. What my work is ministry, it's Moral Revolution, it's coming in. But it's so funny. I feel the stress elevate so much when it means, like, specifically right now while we're recording, it's summer. So I'm leaving my kids at home. I'm feeling bad because they're not really being well taken care of, in my opinion. I want to do more there. Mm-hmm. So I feel this stress, but I'm like, but I love what I do. So it's this tension of, why do I feel stressed about this? I'm honored to do this. And then in this season when we've been here and we job share, Cole worked less and was at home more. Mm-hmm. And so he was like feeling the tension mm-hmm. of, oh my gosh, like he needed more time he at work.
More. There you go.
Versus home. That's so a great this example. Is so intriguing yeah. to yeah. know because yeah. like you said, this is just our, this is the way we're made. Right. But I haven't been taught that. I didn't know that. That's so you're like, right. oh, this helps yeah. validate and give so much understanding
yeah.
of just what our needs are instead of feeling like I'm messed up or something's wrong. Or
yeah. So wow. here's a practical for you in what you just described, right? So your stress is higher because you're in your testosterone in some degree, but you need that and it's good.
Yeah.
And then you're looking through that lens when you think about home. So you get home and you're still in masculine mode because now you're thinking of all the things you have to do at home.
Yeah.
That's not going to help you. So what women need to do, especially women who work outside of the home, is when they come home, they need to build up their estrogen again.
Wow.
Before they ever think about their to-do list now at home. Because the research also shows that a man comes home from work and his stress reduces immediately just by the fact that he's home. A woman comes home from work and her stress increases because she's still thinking of all the things she has to do.
And while she was away, that just added.
Which is, she thinks that, this is such a common thing, right? And we've all experienced this as women. If I just get this done, then we can relax and yes, I'll be happy. 100%. It's actually the opposite. Wow. It's, I need to rebuild my estrogen, get back to my feminine side. And then we can talk about, then I'll be happy washing the dishes and, you know, being with my kids versus I'm still in that like high stress mode.
Wow.
Yeah.
We could stop recording right now and yeah. I could go process, but we'll keep going for the sake of everybody else. Okay. Keep
yeah,
going.
Yeah. So that's hormones.
Okay.
And you know, for well-being, men need more testosterone and produce more testosterone because they're men, and women need more estrogen. So whenever you're stressed out, you're needing that thing. So for men, they come home and they're stressed too because they've been working all day and they need to de-stress and they've depleted some of their testosterone because they're working all day. But what a man needs at that moment to replenish his testosterone is very different than a woman. So a man needs to actually kind of check out. So a man's brain will detach so that it can replenish testosterone.
Wow.
So when he comes home and he just wants to sit on the couch for like 20 minutes and like kind of check out, let him, because know now, don't take it personal. It's not that he doesn't want to help yeah. you with the 10 million things now
it's
that you
have
at home.
It's not that he's not excited to see you.
and you know, and we need to help men recognize, like, come home first, you know, acknowledge your wife, be with your wife, do all those things. I'm not saying not be sensitive, but at some point he needs to do that, you know, in order to replenish his testosterone. Now, the cool thing is when you let both sides work together, meaning we can actually capitalize on what you and he needs at the same time.
Okay.
So what you need when you get home is to share your feelings. You need to sit there and share your feelings, cry if you yeah. cry. That actually reduces stress for a woman and her estrogen starts to rise, especially when it's, they call it pair bonding in psychology. When you're doing it with your spouse or with someone that you're romantic, it's even more powerful. So he just wow. gets to listen and he's listening and he's chilling out.
Yeah.
He's chilling out. You're sharing your feelings and then you'll both feel better.
Incredible. You
know, afterwards. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's hormones. Okay. And with women, it can be a little more intricate because of your cycles and how mm-hmm. estrogen changes throughout that. But that's too much for today.
Yeah.
But just know when you're stressed, for women, the number one thing is sharing her feelings, not just your ideas. And the number one thing for men is kind of detaching, getting just a little time to himself in whatever way he feels. And then he'll come back and he'll be ready for you. Wow. So that's hormones. The next thing is your brain. The corpus callosum is kind of the connector between the right and the left hemisphere of your brain, right? So the right's more, you know, emotional, creative. The left's more logical. The corpus callosum helps the communication between the two sides of your brain.
Okay.
Women's corpus callosum is 25% bigger than a man's. Wow. So it's like women have a superhighway and men have like a dirt road. So here's how this plays out, especially when we're talking about thoughts and feelings and linking thoughts and feelings.
Okay.
So let's say I'm sitting in a session with a guy and we're talking about something and I want to know his thoughts and feelings. It's going to take him a little longer. He'll give me his thoughts first. It's going to take him a little longer to connect feelings with thoughts. Whereas with women, they're like, oh, blah, 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 you know, and they're connecting that and they're going back and forth really easily. So that's helpful to know when you're sitting there and you're frustrated with someone, a guy, let's say, who's not like, he's not sharing his feelings. Like, give them a moment. It takes a little time. And I actually don't start as much with my clients unless I've worked with them and developed this with them. But I'll start with, how do you think about that? What do you think about that?
Instead of how
and
do
let
you feel?
Them, and then okay. they get to their feelings.
Wow.
Right.
Okay.
So just that corpus callosum thing, that's a big deal, big wow. difference. And when you're talking with a man and a woman, whether it's a work environment or a friend, it's just different. And then there's white matter and gray matter.
Okay.
So women have more white matter and men have more gray matter. Gray matter is where all the information processing things are located. So imagine, like, you know, it's like a food court. There's this for this and this for this and this for that and this for that. And that's the gray matter. And men have more of that, more access to that more easily. Women have more white matter, and that's the roads in between all the information processing centers.
Mm.
Right? So a problem comes and a man goes, specialize. It's like, what's the tool in my giant cabinet that's going to work the best? Mm-hmm. You know, he's going to go to the information processing center that goes, shoom, that's going to be the best thing to solve this problem. Whereas a woman is going to be looking at all the connections between all the things all at the same time. So you can see where, once again, balancing each other, it could be really helpful. You know, yeah. you can miss some things when you're just solution focused, but you can get overwhelmed really easily when you're looking at the whole big picture. And so we can actually help each other, especially in a work environment, because yeah. guys may find a solution and just feel like, oh, okay, we're done. And, you know, a woman might be sitting in there going, oh, but that's going to affect this, 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 and this.
Right. And we need to make sure to pay attention right. to it.
And vice versa. She may be sitting there and she's getting so caught up in this, this, and this. And he's going to be much, it's going to be easier for him to kind of just focus on the real task at hand and get that solved.
Wow.
And which is going to make it easier for her. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And it's so beautiful of understanding and just celebrating and validating each other's strengths
yes.
and knowing why you need both male and female at the table in right. these decisions. Right. And
so in general, men are more single focused and women are more global with their use of their brain. And they really can multitask more because they're yeah. thinking about all of those things more. It's just true. It's true. So when you tell him to do this, 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 and this, and then he comes home and you're like, and you forgot the milk?
Right.
How did you forget the milk? Yeah. It was like the main reason why I sent you out there. And he's like, well, give him a task and he'll do the task, but he will forget. It's not that he doesn't mean well.
Wow.
He's just more singular focused. Yeah. Whereas women can hold all of that at the same time.
Wow. So okay. intriguing.
So don't be afraid if you have to text them 10 times.
Yeah, 10 it's times. Okay.
Okay. So that's the body. That's the body. And then we can talk about more of like the emotional, relational, and then the spiritual okay. differences.
Great.
Ready?
Yep. Ready. Take okay. your notes.
All right. So this is where it gets, this is where we feel it more. So by the way, you know, we can do all the things. We can be girl boss, you know, and he can be, I don't know if it was like, the Budweiser commercial back in the day with that phrase, love you, man.
Oh,
guys
yeah.
guys would like it all. Like, that's an example of men connecting more with their estrogen.
Yeah.
It helps them feel love. It helps them, you know, they do it when they're with a guy friend and they feel that like, oh, I love you.
Yeah.
And they do it when with their kids and when they're a wife. And that's a really good thing. And girl boss is great for a woman when she's connecting with her testosterone. Just know that for well-being, we need to come back to what's predominant for us.
Wow.
That's body. So for mind, will, and emotions, relationships, a woman needs to feel heard and understood. That's part of the reason why you want to let her talk.
Mm-hmm.
And because she's got 10 things she's thinking about when she's processing with you, if you interject too quickly, she's not going to feel satisfied because she knows she's got 9 other things to unpack. And he's just like, oh, well,
here's
you know, he's
solution.
Getting singular focused, right? But for women in relationships and in our own emotional health, just being heard and understood and appreciated for how we see something, even if it's different than you, is super, super helpful for a woman. For a man, it's not so much that's helpful for them, but they don't need that the way a woman. They don't need to sit there really and process their feelings the way a woman does. They need to do some of that for sure. But what they really need to do, and especially in a marriage situation, let's say, or in a work situation, they need to feel like you trust them.
Mm.
You're not going to sit there and you're not going to analyze how they're going to do it. You're going to say, hey, I need your help with this. And then let them figure it out.
Yeah.
Because you trust them.
They don't want to feel micromanaged.
They don't want to feel micromanaged. They want to feel like you believe in their capacity to do whatever they want to do for you and that you let them just go do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
So I think for women, it can be hard to just show need and let men take care of those needs, but we feel most at home and most safe and secure and loved when we do that.
Yeah.
And they feel most capable when they do that.
Wow.
The next one is women need to feel like the man shows interest in them, what they think, what they love. They're just paying attention and showing interest. And a man needs to feel like you love who he is. Mm. You're not trying to change him. You just love him for who he is, all the parts of him, of who he is. So where I see this can get a little wonky is when women start demanding or criticizing. They think they're requesting, but they're actually demanding or criticizing or trying to slightly change them instead of, you know, appreciating what they, who they are. And then, you know, making a request for a need, you know, where a guy's going to want to give and show up for you. And then the last one is women need to feel like a man is sensitive to her needs. That at the end of the day, you're just sensitive to my needs. You can go conquer the world. You can go live your life, you know, go after your destiny, but please be sensitive to my needs.
Mm.
And then for a man, he wants to feel acknowledged for what he does for you, right? He yes. wants you. So the example I love to give, the bacon and egg example, right? So your favorite, let's say your favorite breakfast is bacon and eggs, and it's a Saturday and your kids are at your parents or something, and you're both excited because you just have this day, no kids, no stress.
Mm-hmm.
He wakes up early, you're sleeping, you hear banging in the kitchen, and you're like, what in the world? The one, you know, and he's banging away, and you get up and you walk into the kitchen and he's like, babe, I made you your favorite breakfast. And he puts a plate down with eggs on it. And you're thinking, well, if he really paid attention to me, he would know that my favorite breakfast is bacon and eggs. Now you have a moment. You have an opportunity in that moment, right? Mm-hmm. To like, you know,
yeah.
Or if you acknowledge, if you recognize that his need is to be acknowledged for what he does do, and you say, oh, thank you so much. You made these eggs. I'm so excited. I love it. And it makes me even happier that you made them. And then you go, babe, you know what make it even better? And he's going to go, what? And you go, some bacon. He's going to go, coming right up. You know, if you don't have bacon in the house, he's going to go drive down the street yeah, and get 100%. You bacon and bring it back.
Yeah.
Because you acknowledge what he already does for you.
Wow.
You know, and then you make a request. So guys need to be acknowledged for what they already do for you.
Wow.
That can be the hardest thing when we come in, you know, to a marriage counseling thing is we've built this resentment over time, but we have to start with what he's already doing.
Yeah. Instead of critiquing what he's not.
Yep. Yep. And this applies to me as a single person too, just in the men in my life who want to do for me. And it's so easy for me to sometimes go, well, it's not really what I asked for.
Right.
It's not really what I wanted. You know, it's like, oh, I've got that all backwards. I'm not coming into alignment with how God made them.
Wow.
Which is going to be better for both of us.
Yeah.
Okay. And then finally, spirit. So spirit is identity, you know, that existential sense of like what makes me feel right in the world. And so for women, it's happiness and to love and be loved and to feel safe and secure. That's really part of our identity. We see the beauty in the small things. We can get excited about like a mug.
Yeah.
You know, but it's because we see the beauty in things. Mm. We know how to connect with like what just happiness, which is the simple things in life. And we long to love and be loved. Everything is wired towards that. So that's why you can have the career, you know, but if you don't have that peace first, then the career second, or the purpose, destiny second, you're not going to feel fully fulfilled.
Wow.
And that's the biggest challenge, I would say, for single women, especially a little bit older, like myself, is you've done the career and you're like, okay, this feels great, but it's not the love and beloved piece. You have to be a little more creative, right? And you have to find ways to get those needs met to love and be loved.
Wow.
Because it, that kind of purpose-filled thing is never going to satisfy a woman. Now, for a man, it's the opposite.
Okay.
Okay? It's purpose, direction, advancement, taking risks in order to go further.
Wow.
Right? A man has a gift. If he doesn't know it, he's not going to feel, you know, part of his development is getting to know what is the gift God has given you to give and then giving it. And when he's doing that, there's nothing that will stop him. He's going to feel alive. He's going to feel like he's doing what he's on this earth to do. It's not that he doesn't love and be loved, but it is secondary. So if he's not doing that thing, just if it's flipped for him, he's going to, like when you said Cole was at home for a while, mm-hmm. like he, I'm sure he loved being with his kids yeah. and mm-hmm. providing for them. But at the end of the day, he's not going to feel fulfilled without that purpose, direction, kind of 100%. Destiny thing.
Yeah.
So see how important that is, number one, to understand that about myself. Like when I find myself kind of like disillusioned and not happy, it's like, oh, okay, I'm it's because I'm needing this. Career is not the end all be all for me. It just isn't.
Yep.
And it's good for me to know that and understand that. But it's also good for me to know that and understand that about my spouse. Because if I expect him to be like me, you know, or I've seen it the opposite, where okay. like he wants someone to run with him and like, and it's like, yeah, but not to the detriment of this piece of love and be loved.
Wow.
Does that make?
Yes. Yeah.
So that's the major kind of spirit differences, body, soul, and spirit differences.
Incredible. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that if you're anything like me, you're astonished right now because I'm like, again, how have I never heard these things before? This is amazing. I'm putting pieces together of so many things that's helping me appreciate and understand more. I could give 5 examples for each thing you explained of seeing sure. it show up in our life
all can, right?
with my sons, yeah. you know, with my yeah. daughter, yeah. with my husband, with friendships. I'm like, oh, wow, this is so intriguing. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what about when there's stress? When stress enters the scene mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. we're not communicating, we're not seeing this right. I think, honestly, even just knowing this, again, I'm a note taker, so I'm thinking like, oh, I could like write this all out and say, this is what Cole needs, this is what I need. Let's problem solve some of the really like easy things that I'm seeing we butt heads on. I'm like, this yeah. is why. This solves yeah. this. Like, right. this makes me understand and have compassion both Absolutely. Ways so much more. Mm-hmm. But then when stress enters the scene, what do we? How does this all work out?
Yeah. So think of your life. This is really easy for you, especially as a married person. Think of your life before you got married. You're dating. You're engaged. You know, you don't have kids yet. You don't have stress yet. It was during that time that your male-female differences, you thrived in it. Mm-hmm. You loved it, mm-hmm. right? He
oh, yeah.
loved it.
Oh, yeah. Right?
So God really did design it to bring us life. Mm. It brings us life. When we're under stress, it just highlights the differences. And then that's when we get a little wonky and we forget the differences. And I can't help but think through my lens, why doesn't he do this? Because that's what I'd want, right? And vice versa. So part of that is because remember, you're not fully in your logical brain mm-hmm. or even your emotional brain. You're a little bit in your survival brain under stress. And so we need to recognize I'm under stress. And at the end of the day, I still am responsible for reducing my stress and knowing the balance mm-hmm. of estrogen, testosterone, you know, how I'm wired as a woman. And so number one, I would say we have to take responsibility for our own well-being.
Yeah.
But then our partner or our friends can help us kind of even enjoy and take it to the next level. Mm. So if a woman is under stress, 9 out of 10 times, she needs to share her feelings. If she's been at work all day, guess what? She's repressing her feelings all day because work is not the place for you to share your feelings.
Yeah.
For the most part. Right. That's not really changed.
Yeah.
And so you have to learn how to be in your masculine, but then also how to come back and do that. And it doesn't just have to be with your spouse. So we need wow. time. We need pair bonding, which is that romantic piece, but we also need social bonding. And that can be achieved when you go have coffee with a girlfriend.
Yeah.
You know, I was mm-hmm. joking with a friend out here and she's like, I have to be really careful about how I schedule, you know, coffee dates, because if you stay too long, one or both of us is going to be crying. And it's like, that's like the joke with women. Like, yes. Why? Because that's how women relieve wow. stress and you will come away feeling better. Wow. So there's the pair bonding, there's the social bonding, and then there's me time. And women are kind of notorious for when women are stressed, they focus more on the needs of others and then they don't take care of
then
their own
depleted.
Self. So,
okay.
so women in general, there's not any woman, I don't care if you're married, have kids, not, it doesn't matter. Women will tend to focus on other people's needs first. And we actually need to learn how to do that really well for ourselves.
Okay.
Not just focus on others. Men will tend to focus on their own needs when they're stressed. And this isn't necessarily selfish. It's because they're just always focused on the task at hand. And so by focusing on themselves when they're more stressed, they're getting more honed into like what needs to happen to fix this thing. So wow. that's why they can feel a little like, are you even in the room with me?
Because they're so...
Because they're getting focused on their own need to kind of take care of, get that job done. So that alone is helpful.
Very.
Right? And and then knowing what you need in order to do that to take care of stress. Let's see, what else?
Which, with that, so my brain's going to that para bonding, social bonding, and then me time. And I think when we're also just living in, I feel like it feels very normal now of everybody. You say, how are you doing? Busy, mm-hmm. which a lot of times busy equals stress, right?
Right.
So I feel like a lot of times you're just go, 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 go. But if you could identify, okay, I need time for para bonding, social bonding, me time, even just creating like a list of what that looks like for you.
Yeah.
Right. Of like me time things. Cause a lot of times if somebody's like, what would you do? I'm like, I don't know. I'd be folding laundry, you know, like what are my me time things that I could do an easy check-in so that when I do finally realize, oh my gosh, I'm looking at everybody else instead of me. I have an hour. What do I do?
That's right.
Cause then I used to feel guilty. Like I remember when we had little babies at home, Cole would try to give me 2 hours in a Friday morning alone, but I'd be like, I can't. Like, I couldn't even relax because I'm like, I could do these 2 hours and get all these tasks done, you know? So having a list or having these go-tos, having it in your calendar to have social bonding, I think that's huge.
It is huge.
Like, if our calendars are running our lives, then we're going to be missing these things. And I feel like what you're doing is showing so much permission of why we have to do these. These aren't, like, non-negotiables. Yeah. It's not you being selfish.
Yeah.
It's you taking care of yourself so you can take care of others.
Yeah. And it's a little more straightforward with men, kind of what they need to reduce stress. With women, it changes based on where you're at in your cycle.
Wow.
So, I know.
Guys Let's complicate it some more.
Guys are like, women are so complicated. It's like, well, yeah, we kind of are. We kind of are. We need different things. But really basic, this one has super helped me. Right after your period, that first 5 days of your period, your estrogen drops.
Okay.
And you actually need pair bonding the most.
This is so interesting.
So that's when your husband can be a hero if he just romances you more during that time. He's more sensitive to your needs just for those 5 days.
Let's just put this on the calendar.
And then your estrogen will come up and then you'll be good. You'll be good. But that's really key. For me as a single person, I have to find ways to get my needs met from people who can meet needs for me that I can't meet for myself. That's what pair bonding is, right? So I'll get my nails done. I'll get a massage. You know, I have to be really careful during that time if I get my car worked on, because all of a sudden I'll have a crush on my mechanic and I'll be like, okay, wait a minute. You don't actually have a crush on your mechanic.
It's just a couple days after my period.
He just was like, boy, that really boosted my estrogen. And I really, really needed that. I literally needed that. So I just have to be aware of that. Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I'm sure we could have a whole nother episode on this. There
there you go. Yeah. So that's stress. But remember that identity piece.
Yes.
You know, that's a big part of our stress too. And mm-hmm. so encouraging each other in those things, seeing each other in those things. And it's a game changer in marriages. It's now kind of the first thing that I do in a marriage counseling session, because I've recognized that, oh, wait, 9 out of 10 times it's actually stress and we've just missed each other and how we deal with it. So I'm not even, I don't want to talk about your mother. I don't want to talk about your trauma. I want to do this first, so that we can, number one, be fully supporting, and then we can see what else is there. But I've been amazed, even myself, as I've dug more into the gender difference research over the last, I would say over the last year, I've really gone after it. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is like my hack now. Amazing. In marriage counseling, because it just brings people closer so much faster.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's not about these big things or this big resentment. It's just like, oh, this small thing. And then, you know what I love is, like, if I do some individual, she comes back and she's crying and she's like, oh, she feels so like, I'm so sorry that I did this and I didn't know. And now that I know, this is so much better. And he comes back the same way and he's like, oh my gosh, I didn't know. So it's just this beautiful thing where it's like, oh, this is just how we were wired and we didn't know it and we got far away from it. And now we're back and boy, we feel better already.
And we're on the same team.
We're on the same team. Yeah.
That's so beautiful. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, listeners, I know you might feel like we're cutting you short because we could keep picking her brain forever and ever. But that is all for today. If you want to connect with Dr. Margaret, and if you are a marriage listening, then I think this is going to be a sure bet. Also, like, I think sometimes it might even just be two females, so you might be a female listening, but send this to your husband, like send it to him, be like, look, this is what we could work on. And it could be a really easy fix. I think that overwhelm that we feel so often, it's like we could really get there together. So you can find her on Instagram. We'll put some other links in the show notes to her website and everything else. So thank you so much for being
Great
with us today.
This was
awesome.
So fun.
See you next time.
Thank you guys for listening. If you want to learn more and check out all of our awesome content, be sure to head to our website at moralrevolution.com and our socials, Instagram, Facebook, all of them. But before you leave, don't forget to like, review, subscribe, all of the things. We want you guys to come back and join us. We enjoyed having you. See you next time.